am very pleased to welcome Catskill Village Trustees Vincent Seeley and Joseph Kozlowski to join us to discuss a number of issues of Catskill and Greene County in port. So I want to welcome you both. I have Vincent has been here many times before, but this is my first opportunity to meet Mr. Kozlowski. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Thanks for having us.
So I guess I'll begin. There has been this issue involving LEEDs. The New York State Department of Health and New York State Department of Environmental Conservation have both been visiting LEEDs during the past couple of years to look into an ongoing septic problem affecting area drainage, including the Catskill Creek. And the town apparently has been trying to determine how to solve the problem. And there's an issue of cost. And I understand there is talk of linking to the Catskill Village system. And I think you might have some updates as to what's...
Yeah, we do. You know, to set the stage for this before I turn it over to Joe to talk a little bit about the process and maybe some numbers. The everything that we've done for the past 6 to 7 years has been planning for upgrading and letting others attach to either our septic system, our sewer system, or our water system. So this is just a natural progression to let other municipalities tap into us so they don't have to build their own water plants and then, quite frankly, stick those users with a high cost of that. We already have the infrastructure built here. We can take the what they call the flow, and we're ready for it. So again, you know, to set the stage, this is something that we've been looking to do. Now it's just putting in the putting everything into order.
Right. I understand it's the superintendent O'Connor. I read a quote, and while I was doing some research, that the sewer issue is not new. It's been going on since 1972. There have been a couple of studies. Everything says send it to the village of Catskill.
Absolutely.
So the prime question then is, will this happen, and what is the size, and what kind of costs, and how does this impact people here?
Yep. So you know, right now the sewer line goes up, I think, Joe, until the hospital.
Yes. It's the line goes right to the hospital because years ago county hooked into it to when they owned the hospital to be able to hook into it and use our sewer system at that time. What the town would like to do, or Delaware Engineering, which is the town's firm that they hired, would like to hook into ours and go all the way up to Leeds itself, because you do have a problem with the people's septic system leaching into the Catskill water supply out there.
Right. And, you know, I'm always going to push business, and I'm always going to push, you know, growth up in that corridor by the thruway. You know, there are many parcels up there ready for growth, and having water and sewer is gold these days. That is the gold, and that brings developers in to have a shovel ready.
Sure.
Having that sewer line go from the hospital straight to Leeds, you can just pipe off, just leave a little capped. A little cap on a sewer drain right there. Right. Somebody comes in and taps right in there. So we've heard some numbers. Doe, did you have any numbers of the cost of that?
I'm not 100% sure, but I thought that they said it was about $9 million to do that.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that. We're in preliminary study, so I'm not sure. I know, you know, Lou O'Connor, he's been dealing with the town in Delaware Engineering quite a bit. I've sat in on a couple of meetings, and Vinny and I sat in on the town board meeting the other night when Delaware Engineering was giving their speech on what it would cost, and you know, maybe hooking up all the residents all along that route so it would cut the cost down also.
Right, but I imagine that the more you bring in, the lower the general cost would be. And is there an aspect of revenue over and above simply drawing in new businesses? Is there an aspect of revenue for the village?
Absolutely.
As well?
Yeah. I mean, you know, our water and our sewer system is like selling Pepsi, so to speak. I mean, we have a product. It's and in one aspect, it's the water, and on the other aspect, it's a service. We process your wastewater, but we basically can make the village a profit off of those two functions.
Profits.
Yep.
Lovely word.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Well, with that also, I mean, when the town wants to hook in, if they decide to hook in, they will be looking at our system to see how much it can handle. And if we need any improvements, that could also be added possibly into the cost also. So it's not only a win-win situation for the Leeds area and also possibly Jefferson Heights. It could be also a win situation for the village residents of Catskill.
Is there, that sounds pretty good. Is there a time frame at all? Is there a sort of a guesstimated time frame, as it were, for when this might happen? Yeah. If we're looking later this year into 2013. Yeah.
Yeah. So just in my experience of how these processes work, you're talking about a 2015, 2016 delivery date on something like this. You're going to have a year of engineers arm wrestling with each other over how to get under the thruway or how to pump it up to here. But then it's going to move quick after that. Once you break the ground, whoever won the bid to do the job is going to rock and roll and get it done real quick. So 2015, 2016, but we're okay with that because at least we know that it's going to be moving forward. Because right now my fear is, from an environmental perspective, is I still believe, even though they found a few of these houses that were going into, or one specifically that was getting pumped into the water, I think others are doing the same thing. You know, it's just that's a lot of these houses were just set up that way.
Right. Right. And then, of course, I might imagine, I'm not, you can, if you know, you can correct me, but I would assuming post Irene as well, issues of, you know, severe storming can upset the balance, and that might trigger other reactions, and you might just cascade.
Yep.
A possibility.
So we'll keep you tuned in on what's happening next with that. We'll come in a couple months and give you an update once the engineers come back.
That's yeah. Awesome. That's Vinny really
is correct, because way back in January when we met with a couple members of the town board and also Delaware Engineering, they said it'd be about a 4-year project. So he's right, about 2016 would be around the date.
Okay, all right. So the other there are definitely a few, but something else you had mentioned that you were prepared to specifically talk about is the status of the Catskill Black Bridge. And
yes.
For those who are perhaps unaware, that structure is the one that's located between the Uncle Sam / Bridge Street Bridge and the bridge that carries Route 9W across the creek. It's one of the last surviving remnants of the Catskill Mountain Railway, in my humble opinion, something that should definitely be saved and utilized as a foundation for further development around the creek, you know, for tourism. So what's going on with that?
Yeah, so work is going to begin. I'm going to pass it over to Joe. He's got some details on when work will start.
Okay. The Black Bridge, the work onto it will be starting at June 25th. The street will be closed around where the construction is being held. Both ends of the street will be open so you can access an egress, but just around the site will be closed. The band that we're doing now, the village is going to have a band out for about $600,000 because we have to pay all the costs before FEMA and the state pick up the other parts of the cost.
Let's clarify what exactly is being done. I mean, is this simply what was talked about, the rerouting of the piping infrastructure, or are we actually stabilizing and repairing the entire bridge?
We're actually stabilizing the piers and yes. repairing them.
Awesome.
I think about 20 some years ago, where they had one of the piers that was deteriorated. Also, they had a company come in and pour concrete around it to keep the pier stabilized where it is, and that's worked just fine for so far.
Right.
And the company's going to come in, they're going to build a road first down in there so they can get in and do the work, and then they're going to start putting up forms around the piers, and then you know, pour the concrete, because there are quite a few blocks that are missing in a few of the piers. We had one of our trustees about a week or so ago, went with his kayak, and he showed us a picture of actually what it is, how many are missing. So there is quite a few.
Wow. All right. But this, I think that's really good news. I think.
And then after that, we'll still have our water and sewer lines going across. It'll also help Central Hudson, because they also have a gas line that goes
yes.
across there.
Yes.
So we are trying to save the Black Bridge.
That is music to my ears, and I'm sure quite a few other people. I mean, in conversation with other people who are looking in terms of redevelopment here, I think it could be, as I mentioned, it could be a really interesting foundation for, you know, encouraging tourism and, you know, sort of encouraging an appreciation of the history
yeah.
that of this area. And it's just like it's just a cool little structure. Why, you know, once like I said to you before, and that earlier in the year, once it's gone, you're never really going to be able to bring something like that back. It's
yep,
gone
and
for good.
And we agree.
That's so, really good. So, is there a time frame on this as well? Do we have an idea?
The contract is supposed to be done 90 days after the start. So we're looking at, what, 90 days from June 25th. They should be out of there. I would imagine they would like to be done sooner than that. It all depends on the weather also. So if we have a lot of rain, then, of course, they can't work that well there either. They have to worry about the tides coming and going also, so they can only work certain times of the day and some of the work that they have to do.
That's really good. So it's possible then, and correct me if I'm wrong, that once this work is done, the bridge would be reopened for pedestrian traffic at the very least. You would be able to, again, walk across the bridge. Is that in the plans?
Well, we have other work that has to be done onto it. The reason why we found out a lot of that stuff, because some of the boards were rotten on the walkway themselves, and when we went out there to check, we found out that there were some I-beams in the bridge itself that were holding the walkway, were kind of rotten. So that's why we closed it originally, and then I don't know if it was one of our village employees that works in our office said that we have a problem with one of the piers. That's how it got started. But we were notified, and we had somebody check it, and sure enough, that's when we found out we had, you know, quite a few blocks missing in the piers themselves.
All right. So the bottom line is, you know, we're going to fix the foundation first.
Okay.
And then kind of go back and see what needs to be done with the rest of the bridge. But getting the bridge stable and safe is number one priority. Then we move to the next level after that.
I think that's a really good first step.
To your point, once it's there, then it's there. Then we can work. Then we can take our time and do the right thing with the rest of the bridge from there.
That's really awesome. Okay.
Well, another one we'll keep you posted on. We're excited to get this project done. I know last time that I was here and talking about it, I was kind of vague on a couple of the timelines and money because it was all still being juggled up in the air if the FEMA money was going to come in. But the stars aligned, or whatever you want to call it, something cosmic came together and everything worked out and we're getting started. And the bonus for me is the way the work is getting scheduled, it's not going to interfere with school. We're not going to have to shut that street down and reroute the buses and
get into that whole thing.
We've got
right there.
Perfect timing. So I'm very pleased with that project and all the work everybody's done on it.
Well, and also to point out, a fact is that in the original scope of the project, the village was going to have to kick in 12.5%. And if I'm correct, I think Governor Cuomo just decided here a few weeks ago to say, well, we'll be gracious enough and help them out and all the municipalities with their percentage. So that's very good.
I'm assuming that makes a great difference.
Like I said, the stars have aligned. I'm good with this.
Yep. All right. Just to let our listeners know, in case they had somehow forgotten, this is WGXC 90.7 FM. It's the Wednesday afternoon show. Ron Diamonstein in conversation with Catskill Village trustees Vincent Seeley and Joseph Kozlowski. We were just talking about the sewer issue with Leeds and coming into the Village of Catskill system and the Catskill Black Bridge. A couple of other things to talk about, I suppose. The fire district merger, which has sort of just percolated into my view while trying to do some research for some other news stories. Can you talk a little bit about this? Between the village and the township?
Yeah, I sure can. So we have currently, the Village of Catskill has a fire department, just like we have a police department and a Department of Public Works. There is an entity that is the Catskill Fire Department. Village Catskill Fire Department. We decided that it would be a better structure for them to be under their own district. So, you know, for lack of a better way to explain this, we're going to turn them off from the village and let them go off on their own. They'll have their own board of trustees. They may be called commissioners or whatever the words are, but they'll have their own board of trustees. The folks in the public that are taxpayers and voters will vote on a budget. And they'll vote, so they have a direct line right to those people. Now, right now, they're buffered from that. The taxpayers are buffered. We kind of bake that into our village budget. Okay. So now they'll be off on their own. And really, it's the next level of consolidation. I don't want to get into the whole conversation of years ago, there used to be three fire stations, now there's one. But essentially, this is the natural transition from that to a single entity, and then now to have them go off on their own. And these guys have earned it. They put in the work. They really cleaned up their own house, so to speak, up there. And they're hard workers, and they're volunteers. You know what I mean? So
right.
Let's let them make some of their own decisions.
And I trying to sort this out, what actual impact does this have vis-a-vis service issues either within the village or within the town? I mean, is yep. this going to impact? In
zero you know? Service issues. I mean, this is, you know, it's seamless to somebody who's for somebody who needs help. This is seamless.
Okay.
This is absolutely seamless. Right now, we have the village of Catskill, and then you have this fire protection district. So let's just use a house up in Jefferson Heights.
Okay.
It's up here by the thruway. For an example, they right now are under every year or every couple of years, we go into a contract with the town of Catskill and you say, you give us a dollar. It's not a dollar, but I'm metaphorically. Right. You give us a dollar and we'll send a fire truck there when it goes. Now, every couple of years, we renegotiate this, and every year we bump it up a little bit and we argue about the price of it. That'll all be gone away. So somebody who lives in the town will be a set fire district. They don't have to worry about us negotiating with the town. There's going to be a fixed rate. Now, what's been happening over the past is there's been a differential between what a village taxpayer pays, let's just say it's a dollar, and with what the town person pays, let's just say it's 80 cents. Right. And now everybody is going to pay the exact same. That's the whole point.
And how would that be determined? Is that what the Board of Commissioners would determine?
Yep. Okay. Yep. So going into this, there'll be a calculation, and let's just say it's $1.30. There'll be a calculation. That's the starting point. And the Board of Commissioners, who get appointed at first, but then get elected soon after, they'll release a budget. The folks, the taxpayers, will vote on that budget, and they can vote the budget up or vote it down, and really make their own decisions on what they want to do with their fire protection district.
And yes, and I'm just trying to gather again, because so the public hearing on this issue is upcoming on Tuesday,
yes.
the 19th of June, 6 p.m. at the Catskill High School. And
the Catskill High School Library.
At the library. All right, the library within the Catskill High School complex.
Yeah, and I so encourage people to come, even if they think they don't have anything to do with this. It's important just to hear it out and ask good questions. You know, we struggle so many times, Ron, to have people come to these meetings and ask us questions. We wind up talking to each other at these meetings, and I really want people to come. Part of me, I go, okay, everybody trusts me, so nobody comes because they believe we're going to make good decisions, but we honestly want people to come and talk to us and voice their opinions.
Well, I mean, you'd think, again, someone from my history, coming from sort of a more large city environment, one of the things I assumed moving to a sort of smaller town was that the interaction between people desiring services and people providing services would be a little easier, or at least, you know, there'd be a little more face-to-face time. And I'm hoping that that's actually really the case. And I understand, of course, that a lot of people do have lives to lead, but this is part of living. Now, you know, this actually does lead into something that I wanted to ask you as well, and I kind of hinted this to you earlier, in terms of the mechanism for concerned citizens to keep informed. It occurs to me, when again in doing some research, that the Village of Catskill's website is a little bit lacking in certain ways compared, let's say, to the Greene County General and even the township. And I was wondering if you have an opinion on that, or if this has been discussed, if there's any plans in the work to alleviate this.
Yep, I 100% agree. And, you know, before we talked for a couple seconds before this, and lackluster was the word I picked out it definitely needs some work on it. It's been something that, you know, we've gone back and forth over for at least 9 years over. We do some work on it, and then we scale it back. It comes down to, you know, we've invested a lot of time and effort into the welcometocatskill.com to kind of bring people here. But you're right, we need to kind of make that next step investment in getting these, getting the websites, the website up and running, and getting more information out there. I don't see that even when we put new stuff out there and advertise for the site, we just don't see the hits. So for us, it's an investment. We know we have to make it, but it's just not there yet. We're just not there yet.
One might say if you build it,
they will come. Right, one of those. Yeah. So we just have to make that investment. And you know, there is a skill set. You know, you hear it at the radio station. Everybody here is for the most part is technically savvy. So to run a web portal and to post something on there is pretty simple. When you start getting into some municipalities, you either have to hire that out to get a dedicated web person at, you know, X dollars a year, or you have to rely on your staff, who may not be so technically savvy. They're great people, hard workers. They just don't have that technical skill set. That's kind of where we are now. We have a very low technical skill set in the office, so we'd have to basically farm that out.
one strange suggestion that just kind of slipped into my mind. Since there's this sort of new comedy between the town and the village vis-a-vis the fire district and the sewer and the sewer lines and all, why not ask them? I mean, somebody in the township seems to have a pretty clear grasp on how to put together a really informative and up-to-date and frequently updated website. Perhaps there's a way that, you know, you could split the costs and do something. I mean, you know, a suggestion.
And that's a great suggestion. And as we embark on more and more town-village partnerships, that's going to be wide open. But let's get the sewer line going and let's get the bridge standing up. And then we'll get the website going to tell everybody that we did that.
Okay. All right. And so my final question, you can actually add, you know, some, if you have some other information that, but I just wanted to sort of touch on this, even though it's, you know, it's sort of a little even more left field than some of the other things I kind of go for, is the issue of fracking, actually. And I bring this up because obviously this exhibit that Fawn Potash is putting on the GCCA, the Governor Cuomo's apparent decision to begin some sort of limited hydrofracking out in western central New York State. There was, at a recent town board meeting, actually, that's in the township itself, there was issues raised as to whether or not the town council would take a position on hydrofracking. Is this something that's been brought up within the village, and would the village be prepared? I mean, obviously we're not really doing any drilling here, but in terms of just, you know, lending support, and I mean, for those who are opposed to this and the idea, you know, trying to keep tourism and the environment and agricultural interests at a slightly higher rate, is this something that perhaps has gone on within the village?
Yeah, we haven't had any conversations about it in the village, and you know, I can guarantee you we're not hydrofracking inside the village limits. No one's bringing in no one's going to do that here. But you know, it comes down to an individual accessing the amount of information. So I'm going to be there on Saturday. I think it's at like whatever 3 o'clock.
At the Brick Gallery.
Yep. And you know, my questions become, you know, what's the trade-off? Everything in life is a trade-off. You know, if this happens out in Western New York, what's the likelihood of that affecting us here? I'm thinking not much, but I want to ask the experts. I'm not an engineer, so I have to ask people who are engineers. It looks like they got a nice lineup for Saturday that will be able to answer me on things like that. And then we'll take it back as a board. And if approached, I mean, you know, what I love about our board is kind of like we're a little bit of the A team, where you know, you got one guy's the bomb maker, one guy's the carpenter, one guy's this.
There's a bomb maker? Wait a second. Wait, I didn't know that.
So we kind of all bring our skill sets.
Is that you, Mr. Kislav?
No.
Joe's the bomb maker. Yeah. Now, you know, we all bring our skill sets to the table, and we actually have good debates on these types of things. So when it does come to us, we're going to make sure we have the information. But Saturday will be a good entry level for us there.
Okay. And
as what Vinny said, we all complement each other that's on the board there now. Like you said, we all have a skill set that we bring, and it complements each other. So.
And I guess in conclusion, is there anything else that I am unaware of, or that you feel that some new things that are opening or something appearing on the horizon? You know, you're such an awesome booster for the village. What you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things, and you know, what I like about coming to your show is I can always do a follow-up, because I can always throw out an idea, and then when I come back, I can say either it went or it didn't go. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that makes it a nice forum for us here in the village. One of the things that we're looking to start up are, I'm going to kind of call it like a real estate meetings, where we're going to start to meet with folks that have properties for sale that are around the village that are just, it's almost like we have this shotgun approach to selling things and approaching developers to bring things. So for an example, up by the McDonald's and the Pizza Hut, there's a piece of property in the back there. There's also, as we know, old timers here, Old Arizzi property, we call it, and that's off to the right, and there's a road that goes there. And then Ron Smith is selling his property up front. Well, quite honestly, and I've talked to them, so I've kind of, they know my feelings on this. The three of them don't talk to each other, but they're all selling their property. It would seem logical to me that they should get together and say, you know, we have this powerhouse of 9W frontage. Come to us, the village and the planning board, and say, what does Catskill need? What would go great there? Maybe it's a I don't know. whatever. We, you know, what, whatever, whatever. Let's leave it at that. Not yeah. a, not a whatever. You know, yes. we can say what we don't want, but that's the kind of openness we want to start having, where we really haven't had that in the past. And you draw this fine line between how much you want to get the village government involved in the personal matters. So there's that fine line. But I think people have known us, and we've built up a reputation to be the spark of things. We'll get in there and we'll say, hey, it'd be great if we had a meeting and we started doing these things. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is really, I think we're going to start to do that all over the village and start to really, like, Main Street's a great example. Yes. You know, there are empty storefronts peppered all up through. Now, I talk to old timers and they're like, you know, Vinny, there's always been empty storefronts. You're always going to have them. It's just the, you know, the nature of the business there. But I think we need to go back and come up with a plan and a theme and say, what do we need on Main Street? What's survivable? What's the business plan for Main Street? And maybe it's antique shops. I don't know. I really want to get the feeling from the folks that are on the street whose customers come in and say, hey, I'm here. I bought this thing from you. I really would love to go and get a something else.
There have been some rumors. I can say this in conversation with a couple of people of someone expressing interest actually in the mill by the creek.
Yeah.
And this person who is apparently extremely amenable to thinking outside the box.
Yes.
As to what's going on there, and of course, again, in my opinion, that in conjunction with something going on at the Black Bridge, I mean, it's just being one of these landmarks that really do stand out. Something like that could be an enormous impetus to further development if people would see that this is a vibrant piece of art. Yes,
you need that spark again. I mean, we had such a good thing going 4 years ago before the economy kind of crushed us. Yes. We lost some momentum, but we're going to easily get that back. You know, I'm questioned a lot of days about, you know, oh, Hudson's doing good and, you know, Catskill. And you know, people have to remember, 5 years ago, Hudson wasn't doing so good, and we had folks moving over from Hudson over to here. So I think we trade back and forth, but we're not doing a good enough job of communicating and kind of getting each other's visitors back and forth.
I'm going to throw out one other last thing.
Yeah,
it's just
bring it on.
There. The issue of transportation, of public transportation, just has, I mean, again, excuse me, because I am a bit of a newcomer, so I've only been here for about a year. Yeah. How difficult would it be to set up some kind of van service to basically have people coming from Catskill into Hudson, as opposed to simply relying on various cab companies? Which, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm happy for the cab companies. I don't want to put them out of business,
right.
but I mean, I'm just wondering, is this something that has been discussed or has been done and then was deemed uneconomic? I just kind of wonder about this, why there isn't a little bit more.
Yeah, we have at 3 times in my recent memory, we've gone down the path of a trolley, bus service. We've talked to the folks up in the Coxsackie Transport. I think that's still the company name up there. And they came down, and it came down to, you know, they're looking for basically a supplement from the community.
Okay.
Financial supplement, of course, from the community, and we just didn't deem it economically viable at the time. You know, now as time goes on, again, it comes back to, let's say we started this bus tomorrow, okay? Send them over to Hudson, bring them over here.
Right there. I'm right first in line.
All right, you're the first one. When you get over here, are we ready to put out our welcome mat to a bus full of folks from Hudson? Are we ready in the village of Catskill? And I want to make sure that we are, because I really am a firm believer in you've got that first impression.
Okay.
People will come here from out of town. They look around. They go, and, you know, not for nothing. You look around the village right now, we're clean. We're looking good. There's a couple houses here and there that need a little work. But that gives us character. And there's the folks on the street gives us character. But there are times you can't get a cup of coffee. You can't get a meal. And that bothers me, because I don't want to lose potential visitors because we don't have the welcome mat out. We didn't get ourselves ready. So it goes back to my original conversation of get some of these people together that are selling their properties, come up with a common theme. Let's move forward with that. People see the spark, see these things moving in. To your point of the guy across the street, maybe doing some kind of a flea market art gallery thing in there. Awesome. Brings in people. But we got to give them other stuff to do. It can't just be a one-show pony. Come in, look at the cats, go in there, and then they leave.
Yeah.
They're not coming back. They're just not coming back. We got to make it sticky.
I absolutely agree with you. Okay, so I think we'll, unless you have something else, I think we'll leave it there. My thanks to Vincent Seeley and Joseph Kozlowski, village trustees, for appearing with us and giving a half an hour of their time and answering a couple of questions and making me a little bit happier, actually. I have to confess, there's a little bit of a smile on my face.
We'll take it. We'll take it. We want to thank your listeners, too. Thank
yes.
you.
No,
thank
really.
You very much.
Great.